This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
5:20.
Then why do you get here at 9:30 every day?
Because I'm coming from sick, you ass! That's 2 hours! Sometimes three! Then I gotta deal with you when I come in here! Damn! You try it! 2 hours to come see you and deal with your crap! I should be in a mental ward! I'm sorry, Sonny. It was a long commute today, buddy. Don't poke me, man. Jesus, I'm thinking about my life, man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was an all-timer.
Wow, Steiny. Traffic could do that to you, baby. Oh, man.
Now, you know what? I didn't get what the boss meant. Now I get what he meant by that text that he sent earlier today. Okay. Minnesota versus the Golden State Warriors tonight, 6:30 tip. Warriors live at 5:30, then the post game right after the show. Warriors live, so we'll have it locked in here all day. And the Warriors,
here we go.
One day of rest after game 7 against the Houston Rockets. So that's the initial challenge, I think, for the Warriors, is to come out, and if there's a storm to be weathered by the Timberwolves, you got to somehow weather it. And let Minnesota know that you're not going to be a pushover in game one.
Right.
And you know, that's a challenge for the Warriors, with just one game, you know, one day of rest, and here comes a new opponent.
Yeah. And I'll say this, I don't know how much NBA action you guys got last night, but I'm surprised Denver had one day of rest and pulled off a miracle. Kudos to Denver and Adelman. Mm-hmm. And the Knicks did the same thing. I had a little more rest, but Steiny, I'm just wondering, is it rest versus rust? But if somehow, and I thought about you all night, all the announcers just kept saying, the Knicks still won.
I know.
The Nuggets still won. I was like, Ricky Henderson, rest in peace. But I said, if he's watching, he hates it. But that's what the Warriors are trying to do to get home court advantage. But Steiny, I just think of the Lakers, all the Rockets, their season is over. These games are coming so fast and in a hurry. And if somehow we can go our way, I mean, man, 4 victories away from the Western Conference Finals.
Nuggets did kind of steal one, though.
But did they earn
11
it?
11 with 4 minutes left.
You don't got to tell me. But man, Steiny.
Keep in mind, Rick Barry said that. Not me.
Okay, God, whoa.
It's Rick Barry hates the word steal.
Rick.
Used to describe an away team winning a playoff game. Let's go to Xavier in Oakland. Start us off, man. What's going on, Xavier? How you doing, man?
Hey, good. Good morning, folks. How you doing, Steiny Guru?
Hey.
All right, so happy. Let's get it. We got a second round. I think Kirk should make the adjustment and start Moody for our POA. I think he benched starting 2 guard. I think last series, I think he should start Moody with Buddy and Jimmy and Draymond. And I think we got a chance, man. We were 3-0, all right, the last 3 games against them without Jimmy. And yeah, man, I'm seeing all positive. I don't know why everyone's so like frantic and stuff like that. Yeah, Anthony Edwards, cool. If he goes off, that's fine. He can go off. But if we stop the others on their team, we're going to be good. I think we're like kind of overthinking it. I think we're just overthinking it. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
No, good stuff.
Warriors, baby. Warriors in seven. Warriors in seven.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
It is kind of funny, Stoney. They've had success against Minnesota, who hasn't added anybody, but the Warriors have had a heart transplant in regard to getting Jimmy. So I was looking at it through that prism, like, it's got to be a good thing, right? You were able to – I know it was three regular season games, but damn, now you got Butler.
No, I know. I mean, if you just do it that way, the Warriors should be heavy favorites. But how much does winning three out of four in the regular season mean when the games were completed by – early February, so these teams didn't see each other. Neither team saw each other when both teams were playing really well. But the Warriors did win three out of four, and they won three out of four using the players they had before the Butler trade. I've obviously watched a lot of Minnesota, and there was a big adjustment period with Randall.
Remember, I was down on him. I apologized.
He didn't fit right away. So that started to change the second half of the season, and looks like Minnesota's found something. And now they go up against the Golden State Warriors.
It is kind of funny just to – I keep going to life and sports, same thing, right? But, Stoney, I expect Kevon Looney to be a big part of this series just in regard to seeing him. You know, you can go series or games without him and forget about him, but Mr. All Reliable, I think – you know, I'm talking about Draymond on a – starting the game off on Randall. He may be on Gobert, so I may have got that wrong, but I expect Kevon Looney to be playing and to have some meaningful minutes in this series.
Yeah, the one thing about Julius Randall is, and, you know, if Draymond's going to guard him, like, Randall's not going to back down. The problem is that's not necessarily good when you go at Draymond Green time and time again. There's got to be a balance there. When you attack Draymond Green, you got to attack him at the right time. Otherwise, he can make you look bad. Mm. And I see a couple scenarios both ways. I see a physical game where Draymond Green frustrates Randall, and the other way would be Draymond getting a couple fouls that he didn't think are fouls to take him out of the game. So that's just one aspect of it, but. I do think this is going to be a very interesting series. It's the only team that Steph Curry hasn't beat in the postseason.
That's
crazy. They've never played him.
Yeah.
In Steph Curry's tenure.
Gotcha.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jimmy in Bayview. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
I think the Warriors are playing with house money. I mean, maybe not in their eyes. I mean, I think they're a top eight team, you know, with their talent level. But, to be honest, I would throw the game and go all in on game two. But you can't do that in the NBA. If they split in the first two, that's all you can really ask for. I think this is going to be a star-based series. I think the Stars got away with one, really, in the first series. It was just such a, you know, rock fight, as you guys say.
Right.
And, I think I think that defensive pressure, facing that in the first series, will give them a little sense of relief. But, you know, Draymond played in game seven probably the best game I've ever seen him play in a long time.
Man.
You know, and he's going to have to do it again against taller and bigger guys. So, I who's going to control the lane? Who's, you know, there might be a little more movement. I don't know, but it'll be interesting. What do you guys think?
No, I think it will be interesting.
Yeah, and how much petrol is left in that tank? Because he's the barometer for me, Stoney. Draymond, he used a whole lot, and we didn't like game five and six, but game seven, I mean, wherever he went, he got on that iPhone charger, and he was at 100%, and it was special. So we'll see. And it's just funny, obviously, in the offs, right, as you get further down the road, Stoney, it gets no easier, that's all.
No.
Especially for him.
Of course. I mean, this series is going to be tough. And if they get to a next series, it's going to be tougher, probably. You know, I also think this is a really This is a big series for Anthony Edwards.
Go ahead, and man. I'm listening.
The reason I'm saying that is I feel like he's in the first – he's like at the end of the first quarter of his career. You know, he's played 5 or 6 years or 4 or 5 years, whatever it is. He's been to the playoffs. This will be the fourth time. And last year he broke through to the Western Conference Finals. And I'm thinking if Minnesota beats the Warriors in this series and Edwards is really good – That's 2 years in a row that Minnesota will have gotten to the Western Conference Finals, and I kind of feel like,
oh man,
that's a breakthrough. I mean, that a lot of people think he's there now, but you get your team to the Western Conference Finals 2 straight years. Now you really are starting to emerge as one of the best players in basketball. So I think this is a series for Anthony Edwards that if he leads the Timberwolves to a victory in this series, not that he's going to be looked at differently, but the resume is going to start looking really, really good.
No doubt. And we were in the same studio last year at the same time, excuse me, watching Anthony Edwards, who I think is one of the faces of this league right now, Steiny, even if he doesn't want it. And his bravado is what kind of has me a little nervous because he's got that list. And, you know, they knock out the Lakers, and he takes the victory lap around Staples or whatnot. But you are right. But they got a rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control, too. Steiny, they made a big trade, and they sent Cat away in a year that they got to the Western Conference Finals. And if they beat the Warriors, does that justify the trade that, hey, we got back to the same plateau, now we got to get back over the top. But, you know, if somehow they beat the Warriors and then get to the finals, it justifies that trade to me, too, and them and ownership.
I mean, I guess you could look at it that way. I think a lot of it had to do with the money, and I think a lot of it had to do with I got to believe that part of the reason the Timberwolves did that was similar to why the Mavericks traded Luka. I mean, I think Julius Randle competes harder than Karl Anthony Towns.
He's a bear, man.
So and I just think he's a better competitor than Karl Anthony Towns. We'll see how, you know, we'll see how it shakes out. But the Timberwolves have, I feel like they have a lot of guys. They have like 4 or 5 guys, just like the Warriors, who if they step up, then you're asking for trouble. If Naz Reid's making threes, or if Jaden McDaniels is getting out in the break, or if DiVincenzo starts making shots for once in the playoffs, that, you know, that's going to be huge. Just like the Warriors, you know, if they can get a good game out of Pods, or Quentin Post gives them a boost, Moody, they're the same in that regard, mm-hmm. because, you know, the role players are going to determine some things here. Maybe not the entire series, but they're going to steer it probably.
Do you got a problem with me saying and tipping the cap to the Rockets when it was all said and done? There was a juncture where I think they put the lid on the Warriors' others.
I mean, they...
But you know what I mean? They didn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, they did.
On the offensive end.
They did a great job. I mean, they just did an absolutely great job against, you know, against the Warriors. But the Warriors found a way.
Yeah. I feel like the Warriors have 2 of the best 3 players in this series. So I'm not just basing it all on that. I can see, and I'm not being proactive when it comes to Julius Randle, but we cannot forget the hellified D that the Warriors have in regard to the stats since Jimmy Butler has come to town, and how they displayed it. It got lost a couple games, but how they displayed it to everybody Sunday night to get here. But, Steiny, I see scenarios to where Julius Randle's dribbling the air out of the ball, maybe because the Warrior defense is stout or whatnot. But I really have the Warriors winning this series in 7 games, man. I just do.
All right.
That's how I feel.
There you hear it. Yeah. There you have it.
And it's not me in my Warrior underwear. It's just, you know, and if I'm wrong, you know, you'll call me on it and I'll say it. But I just think 2 of the best 3 players are on the Warriors team, and we'll see if Minnesota can combat that.
I mean, I don't. If Minnesota wins the series and you predicted the Warriors in 7, I might not bring it up because I forget half the stuff you predict.
Well, I will.
You know, like for example, just this one popped into my head. I remember, oh. Boy, when was this? About a month ago.
What'd you say?
Oh my God, you. Boy, the Denver Nuggets, they're stupid. That's a stupid team. Steiny, stupid. Fire Mike Malone and the GM. That's stupid. What are they doing, Steiny?
Now, hold on.
Well, I'll tell you what they're doing.
Okay, hold on.
I'll tell you what they're doing. They looked at that team under Mike Malone and said, they're not going anywhere. They have no motivation. And they made the change. And the Denver Nuggets just beat the Los Angeles Clippers.
They did?
Okay, so that was a good move by Denver, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, listen.
Really good move.
I was sticking up for
the fraternity
that is coaching.
You don't have to do that. Oh, no. Jeff Van Gundy will do all that for you.
But my point is, Malone's got a title.
Great.
So it's not about, you know, they didn't quit. I never once said, I'm not excited about Gordon, Jokic, and Murray. Murray's healthy. Denver was a problem. I just didn't
like a problem under Mike Malone.
I don't like it for
this past year.
Yeah, the fraternity of coaching that you can make a move this late. And right now, it looks like you haven't skipped a beat.
It worked. Even if they lose this series, there's no way they were going to win. They would not have beaten the Clippers with Michael Malone.
You think?
I mean, yes. I mean, did you hear like stuff Jokic was saying about how
he's coaching now?
I mean,
he's invested.
Kudos to the Cronkies.
Coaches matter, Evan.
What?
I don't like.
They do matter, but maybe Adelman, maybe this is the birth of a great coach in Denver.
He looks like, I like him. Something about him.
Undefeated in the playoffs.
Yeah, I liked his dad. His dad was a good coach. Really good coach.
But so was Malone. Like, you never came in here.
Not at the end.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't a good coach
But we
end.
Never saw it. We weren't privy to what was going on behind closed doors.
But
Michael
Malone
is a good
coach. Obviously, there was a problem.
Obviously, there's a huge problem. No doubt. But I still cannot like it from his standpoint. Like, if I had to hire a coach, oh, my gosh, Mike Malone would be, come on, let's talk.
Okay. You got to throw Booth in there, too. I mean, they didn't just fire the head coach.
Talk to me, Evan.
They clean house.
Exactly, and that made it even worse to a lot of people. I'll tell you what, just say Kroenke's got a real sense of what's going on in his organization.
If they go deep, then I could say that.
Nah, they're already further than they ever would have gone.
Sonny, you don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't know that. Murray was hobbled.
They'd quit on Malone. Mm. That's what it looks like to me.
You really feel that way?
Yes, I think he got on their nerves. Mm. How long do you think he's been in Denver?
I'll say 10 years.
Yeah. And I think he was coaching him like it was 2 or 3 years into his tenure. Nevertheless, we're talking Warriors.
Yeah, I got you.
Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, girl.
Tom.
Happy Looney Tuesday, guys.
There it is.
Hey.
All right.
Warriors in 6. I feel that Looney is going to play a key role in this series, man. So my starting lineup tonight is Looney, Green, Jimmy, Steph, Buddy. I feel it's a great lineup because the big guys, I know we don't have a lot of offense there, but it's the best. We need big guys. We need bodies, man. That's the bottom line. Hey, the other thing I'm concerned with, and I know you guys got this answer, Draymond's got 6 texts, man. How many more texts is he going to get before he gets suspended? Because I'm concerned. I am really concerned
about
that.
Let's go to – I can answer that. Thanks, Tom. Let's go to our resident rules expert.
Yeah, here we go.
Evan Giddings. And I don't want to tell tales out of school, but Draymond may be gaming the system here, according to Evan Giddings.
Draymond's found somewhat of a loophole in these these postseason points systems.
I know where you're going, I feel like.
He's got 4 technicals and 2 flagrant fouls. So you get either, before a suspension, 7 technical points or 4 flagrant points.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So because he's sort of split them as close as you can down the middle, he's actually kind of safe, assuming he obviously doesn't do anything stupid.
But Evan, why does my math have the 4 and the 2 at 6?
It doesn't combine. They're completely different.
Two separate categories.
That's why in game 4, when he got a tech and a flagrant, he wasn't ejected from that game.
Wow, boy. That's what you call finessing. Day-Day!
And we might have to adjust these rules after the postseason.
Day-Day! Got room to work with.
You know, we'll see a replay. I guarantee you at one point, we'll see a replay, and they'll be like, well, if we give him a technical, he's suspended next game. And if we give him a flagrant 2, he's going to be out of this game and suspended the next one. Let's just give him a 1.
Wow.
Let's just give him a flagrant 1.
He's got room on the technical debit card, Steiny.
I mean, he's going to get 1 or 2 at some point in this series.
You would figure.
Yeah. He runs hot.
He had nothing against Shingun. What's he going to do to Rudy?
Man. The old headlock. That cost him 25 games. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Was that the 25-gamer? Was Nurkic the 25-gamer?
I think it was after Nurkic. He did get suspended for a short period after the Gobert incident.
Yeah, let's go to Big Smooth.
Our man, Big Smooth
in San Francisco. What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So listen, I don't believe the Warriors are going to win tonight, and it won't be a stolen game. This is why I believe they're going to win. I believe the Houston Rockets were the perfect opponent for the Warriors. We wanted them to be 6. The 8th, what were they, the 7th seed. That was the best thing that could have happened. Because think about it. Houston, number 2 seed, they ratcheted up the intensity in defense. Minnesota's not going to play like that. Minnesota, listen, Steph is going to feel like he had ankle weights on and he took them off all of a sudden. Because they're not going to be draped all over him like that.
But Smoothie, they got a better offense than the Rockets, so there's a flip side to that, too. I feel you.
Right. But let me say this. Steph is going to, first of all, it's going to be a Steph night tonight. It's not going to be a stolen game. It's going to be a snatch. Give me this. And then on top of that, Goo, think about it. Minnesota went through the Lakers. Bron was compromised. Bron was hurt, apparently. The Lakers offensively, just Luka, one-on-one, not this one-on-one iso ball. They're not going to see this. They're going to the Timberwolves are going to see the movement of the Warriors. And I do believe Looney is going to be very significant. And I'll say this. I was watching the Denver game. Denver had played a couple people that didn't even see the last series.
Yeah, you're right.
Denver, and I'm going to say this. Steve Kerr is smart enough. He'll play whoever gives him the advantage. I'm not going to be surprised if J.K. plays, if Gui Sanchez plays. I'm not going to be surprised. You're going to get Steve Kerr, man. Steve Kerr, I put my trust in Steve Kerr. And we've seen Minnesota before. We're going to have a Naz Reid game. We know how to weather that. Naz Reid is going to have one game where he goes absolutely berserk. Why? Because he always has that game against the Warriors. He always has that game. Jaden McDaniels, I think, is the X factor. I believe Jaden McDaniels. If he's scoring, it's going to be problematic. But if he's going to D up. But I wish they would put him on Steph. Please put Steph. Steph's going to put him in the blender. I believe that Jimmy's going to do. If we get a good pod shooting game, and if we get Buddy, just give us 13, 14, 15 tonight. We don't need another Buddy Hield game. Because if we're looking for that. That's going to be hard to duplicate.
Right.
But what is going to be easier, Buddy, give us 12, 13 play defense, and we need Pops to really hit open shots. You guys have a great one.
All right. I don't know about putting McDaniels in the blender.
Oh, no, stop.
I mean, he's a good defensive
player. He is the blender.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Did he say that? Yeah, that's Gobert territory, Carl Anthony Towns. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that McDaniels is Amen Thompson, but the Timberwolves, like, DiVincenzo is going to be out there being a pest to Curry. And yeah. Jaden McDaniels is probably going to be on him a fair amount. And I know he's old, but if there's one guy that knows Curry's game, it's Mike Conley. Again, I'm not saying any of those guys are shutting Curry down. That's not what I'm saying. But I think the Timberwolves do have bodies to run up against Curry. And I think half the job of Minnesota is to make the Golden State Warriors work early in this series.
No, no doubt.
See if they can get some kind of advantage, either because of their youth or because of the Warriors' age.
Yeah, and you just got me thinking about Gobert, Jabari Smith Jr., and that double big lineup with Adams and Shingun, Stani. I felt like at times, especially games 5 and 6, Houston, it kind of sealed off that middle, and it wasn't as sealed game 7 because Curry started getting busy, penetrating. But if somehow Gobert is there, then you got problems. But if they're able to kind of, take advantage of them, the Warriors are going to be like, oh, boy, this is definitely not the Houston Rockets. You know, the paint's open. Jimmy Butler especially.
Yeah, if Gobert's not in there.
Oh, man.
Then they'll have easier finishes at the rim. But if Gobert's not on the floor, then the Rockets have an extra athlete out. Wolves have an extra athlete out there. But there's one thing I want to get into as it relates to Anthony Edwards. One thing that he can do that's kind of interesting in this series, and I want to run it by you, Goo, and the listeners –